We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Very good. Elite. Helping us talk sausage and Kenny Pickett. Our guy Pete Haley joins us on the BetQL guest line. Pedro, what up, bud?
Hello, JP. Good to hear you through your mouthful of rooster sausage. I hope you all had a really nice holiday weekend.
Yeah, hope you did too, buddy. We're kind of discussing bandwagons, if you will. And I think in town right now, there's a growing bandwagon for Sam Howell. Do you think it's warranted?
Well, I think it's warranted to the extent that any unknown quarterback is worth getting behind in case he is the quarterback. And I think at least he had that game against the Cowboys, even though the sample size is basically microscopic. He got onto an NFL field and showed that he could complete passes. He showed his scrambling ability. He beat Dallas, which is definitely worth something for this fan base. And there's some college tape that suggests he can be pretty productive too. So it shouldn't be a huge bandwagon. It should probably be like a four-wheeler the size of an Outback or a Camry, nothing bigger than that. But I think as we get through OTAs and the mini camps, and you know, I was positively impressed by him last week. As much as you can be impressed by a guy in May, it looked like he was in control and more decisive than Brissett, which I wasn't expecting. I think the bandwagon will grow, and I'm sure by week one it will be far too big. But one week one performance can justify that size because everybody wants a bandwagon in this town to hop on.
Yeah, and I think there's legitimate reasons to be excited. I've documented the two for me were the growth he made when we saw him preseason finale against the Ravens to the growth we saw when he actually played against the Cowboys week 18. I think that was real. I think he's looked good early on here in OTAs, but it's so early. Like, I often make the joke, if you can't look good at your senior prom, when can you look good? And so, like, you're supposed to be looking good right now. And I guess some people are talking about Brissett is a little slower to throw the ball. Like, that's who he is. We got, like, 8 years of Jacoby Brissett film to look at, and people are breaking it down from a May OTA practice. Your mic is not on.
I just said that. They want him to – everybody wants to judge everything off of a finished product, and I just think it's asinine.
So what do you think are realistic expectations for Hal?
Like, it's not going to come across as very motivating, but if you truly want to be realistic about a player who has played one game and who has upsides but is going to have to learn, this position is a lot about learning and taking your lumps, and sometimes the lumps are the size of like a four-story, five-story building. I think it's going to be that he plays slightly better than Heinicke and Wentz than what those two guys gave him. I think some real strides you can make is with his accuracy and avoiding turnovers, especially the ones that Wentz avoided, you know, avoiding sacks, just trying to stay away from those really bad mistakes as much as possible. But inevitably, he will make them because he's really raw. So numbers-wise, you know, I don't think 4,000 yards is exactly doable. This offensive line still feels a little bit suspect, but there's certainly skill guys around him, tight ends and running backs who can help him too. So I think, you know, touchdown-interception ratio of like 1.8, 1.9 to 1, you don't turn it over too much and you're hopefully healthy enough to play the majority, if not all of the games, play 15, 16 games. I think those are all realistic expectations, to be better than what this team had last year. And then in the future, we can start worrying about, okay, how highly ranked is this player in terms of the overall NFL?
I wonder if they're going to be able to pull it off. Is there any concern for you? And B, I'm curious what you think too. This is also Eric Bieniemy's first time completely running the offense. Not to suggest he didn't have a major say in it and call plays. I'm not doing any of that. Like, I think all that silly stuff. But it's his off. It's his room.
Yeah.
It's his side of the building now. You know what I mean? So you got new quarterback, new coordinator, who is taking on a significant role, a significantly larger role than he's ever had. And maybe he'll thrive in it. Maybe Howell will thrive in it. But there's a lot of newness to all of this. A
lot of newness, but one voice.
Sure.
I think that's something right there which can help Heineke also. It can limit things for him. Not Heineke.
Not Heineke.
How? But ultimately, I think when we look at this thing, the interceptions in practice is, you ever notice that defensive players, after a while, they cheat a little bit. They know the plays a little bit more than the team that they're playing that week. And those guys will jump in front of stuff. They know what plays are coming. And you'll have some of that. But ultimately, it was the first day.
Oh, dude.
That's why I'm a little bit – I can't get to that point right now because it's like the first day.
My thing is, I don't think we should be drawing conclusions either direction at how good he's looked or at if he – let's say – so tomorrow the media will be out there watching Hal. Let's say he throws four picks. Don't overreact. Like, four touchdowns.
Oh, they will, though.
Four touchdowns, don't overreact. Four picks, don't overreact.
My only counter, JP, yes, the newness is worrisome, but I'd also say it's warranted, and the newness could be really good. I would probably be more sketched out if this was Scott Turner still running the show with Sam Howell. I think Bieniemy, yeah, there might be a lot for him to understand. Ron is empowering him to organize things away from the field. Bieniemy's going to have to learn how to handle coaches under him. And I think he's got a great personality for it, a really big hunger. This is a huge opportunity for him, and he's very motivated to do well here. So those are all positives. There's going to be pains, just like Hal has, I bet, in terms of, you know, butting heads with guys or maybe having to learn how to discipline certain players. But Bieniemy, the upside is pretty huge, and I think he can do a lot. For Hal, I think this team needs a fresh voice, and it's good that Hal, in a way, was only here for 1 year. It's not like he's been under Turner's system like Heineke was, and it's going to be a huge adjustment. I think Hal is largely a blank canvas, so I think the newness overall will be a plus, and maybe even the biggest plus that this team made this offseason.
Yeah, I think my biggest concern is the same as it was last year. It's the offensive line. Standing wrote something this morning. I don't know when he wrote it, but I saw it this morning. The depth, not just your starters, but do you know who your fourth tackle is? Projections?
Yeah, it's the Pittsburgh guy, right? Trent Scott.
I think it would
like
be
that.
Braden Daniels.
Oh, yeah. I mean, either way,
you're
talking about a fourth rounder or a guy that was signed like in the middle of the offseason and nobody knew. So, yes, the offensive line, I think it's been slightly improved. Now, if you talked to me at the end of the season last year and presented me with this depth chart, I'd say that's not nearly enough. Mm-hmm. I think maybe it's good to have Gates and Stromberg, some more solidification there at center, thanks to what this team has had to deal with at that position in the past couple years. And Wiley and Cosme on the right side, I think, is better than Turner and Cosme. But still, they went about it a little softer than I would have liked them to. I wanted to know for sure, okay, this O-line looks a lot better. And I know they only had so much budget and so many draft picks, but I do not feel that way right now, and that is troubling.
I think the biggest questions to me is the defensive improvement last year, was it legitimate or was it a result of playing a weaker slate of quarterbacks like we saw two seasons ago? Or like we saw in 2020 when they won a really watered down NFC East? Or was it a result of just a really good defense? Can the defense stay at that level that they played at last year? They were the best in the NFL at forcing punts. They were top 10 in points allowed, yards allowed. If they can stay there, then offensively you're not nearly asking for as much. But if they can't, then offensively you're going to need more. Do they have the line to protect? And is Howell the right guy?
Yeah.
Right. Your stuff about defense having to it's hard to be replicated year over year. Your stuff about third downs, this was the best third down defense. Will that repeat? It's almost impossible to repeat stuff like that. However, their turnover numbers were really porous. They drafted Emmanuel Forbes, who's excellent at that. They have Quan Martin now. Maybe Chase Young is at least good, if not really good, and he can help increase the pressure, get a couple strip sacks. So the turnovers can be the great equalizer. If you look at it like it's two scales, and on one scale it's third down defense, it's punts, it's like good tackling and health, like all those things really help supplement your defense. But on the other side, if you just plop down turnovers, I think turnovers can at least equal out compared to all those other factors, if not really outweigh them, because that's just such a deciding factor in games on a weekly basis.
I agree with that.
That would be really nice.
What if turnovers are super fluky and volatile?
But what if the turnovers get better? They were awful last year.
Yeah.
What if they get way better in turnovers? But yeah, they drop some in third down. You're giving the ball back to your offense. So I mean, I think this thing is it's a lot of things that need to transpire, but it's not just the quarterback per se by himself.
I agree with that. I just
totally.
Listen, Forbes clearly has a knack for the football, but we don't know that will immediately translate. We just don't. And
yeah, it may not.
Right.
But ultimately, what if he's just right there on more guys where they don't have big plays and he's making the quarterback have to fit the ball in just perfectly. That's cool too.
Yeah. I think it's fun to be this deep and excited about it all. Like there's real reason. Like we're out there tomorrow. What do you want to watch the most?
Ooh, that's a great question. I'm actually going to try and make a point of looking at, you know, Cole Turner has really jumped off, JP and Beamish, before you get mad. I know it's off season stuff. And last year he did well in training camp, a hamstring injury sidelined him. And then we didn't hear from him again really all year, but he certainly popped to me last week. I want to watch Cole Turner and Curtis Hodges. They sadly have an opportunity because of what happened to Armani Rogers. Logan Thomas, I think, is rounding into his form. Even though that form is now like 3 years ago, if we talk about him in 2020 and how excellent he was, that was a long time ago. So maybe that ceiling is gone, but at least he can be more productive than he has been the past couple of years. But behind him, there's a need for a second receiving tight end. They lose one in Rogers, but they have Turner and Hodges, two other mysterious prospects who they have high hopes for. Hodges is so freaking tall, and Turner is pretty big himself. So I want to watch those guys in the receiving game, see how they're coming along, and that's a pretty deep answer. But with this offense, that's really going to matter. We love the receivers. The running backs with Chris Rodriguez appear solid, if not spectacular, but there is some opportunity there at tight end, and there are some guys that this team likes. Whether that liking is justified is something I'll be paying attention to tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I'm excited to see that. It's funny. I did want to ask you about this other thing. We're talking about like different bandwagons across the NFL, and I think certainly we're seeing something brewing here with Howell. Your boy Kenny Pickett. I can't remember if you were super stoned or you just really like him. You told us a weird story about your feelings about Kenny Pickett. How much are you willing to buy into Pickett this year in Pittsburgh?
So I can confirm that I wasn't of the soundest mind, and I was watching some Monday night game last year. I think it was Steelers-Colts, like in November, a game no one else cared about, but I loved watching it, and it hit me that night with the mobility and just the intelligence and some of the things he was doing. It was not a perfect game by far, but like I just saw 5 years from now Kenny Pickett as a top five quarterback. And then I said on the podcast recently that Kenny Pickett and Anthony Richardson will be squaring off in AFC title games. So I have a lot of high hopes for Kenny Pickett. Will I pay attention to it a ton? No, but I think when he does ascend into this pantheon of top tier quarterbacks, that I will cut that audio from the podcast and I'll tweet it out and I'll pretend like I really knew what I was talking about, as opposed to maybe just having an extra gummy and being entranced by something that was on television. I mean, it could have been any quarterback playing that night, and I probably would have come away thinking that he was super camp.
It could be the gummies. It could not be what you saw.
Certainly, Brian. And if that is the case, then I do apologize. And I know a lot of people come to me for my quarterback takes, my quarterback evaluations, and it might ding me. But Kenny Pickett in Pittsburgh, definitely worth keeping an eye on. Look for him, you know, not MVP this year, but in the coming years. Oh boy, he's got a chance.
Trying to sound like Nate.
We'll see. I like Pickett, man. I think he does have something, and I think a lot of it is.
But let's think about Pickett.
Where
only
you
reason
land.
We didn't like him, only reason people didn't like him because he had small hands.
I liked that. Him.
No, but people didn't like him because he had small hands.
Right. Well, and Cody didn't like him because he stole his high school girlfriend.
That'll hurt.
I also, dude, I've told this story 100 times, watching Monday Night Football one night with my wife, and she's watching Justin Herbert, and she's like, could the Redskins have had him? I was like, yeah. She's like, well, he probably wouldn't have been good if he came here.
Oh.
Pittsburgh just does things correct and different. And as much as they could have had Kenny Pickett and didn't, who knows what would have happened here? That maybe is why.
But that's a reputation that we have had.
Right.
People come here and they didn't. So that could change. We hope it changes. Like we were talking earlier about the guy that went to the Caps. The coach possibly going to the Caps.
No, it's done. It's official
but
now.
It's official now.
Yeah.
So he can develop young talent. That is what you need to start seeing now, the young talent be developed to have the confidence in the people that are doing that are hired for that job.
I know that we generally talk about football, but what'd you think of the Celtics and just all of that?
He had all his money on him.
I'm annoyed because I saw the Heat winning last night, but I was too scared. I just, you know, I fell prey to the momentum trap. But the resolve that it
did
takes.
Did you bet the Celtics?
No, I just didn't bet it at all. But the resolve that it takes to go from up 3-0 to then tie 3-3, responding to a buzzer beater that was a fingernail away from sending you to the finals, going on the road into the hostilest of hostile environments and beat the hell out of the team that has won 3 in a row is just inspiring. The Heat with Spoelstra and Riley and Jimmy Butler just like hardos from top to bottom in the executive offices to the middle of their huddle. Like, what a cool story. I have no idea if they can beat the Nuggets, but I said I have no idea if they can beat Team X 3 times in a row, and they've done it. So I would absolutely not count them out. That was a awesome, awesome finish for them and just the undrafted guys they have. So, yeah, JP, I saw you tweeted about the Heat culture. It feels super real. Culture is pretty fluky and just a buzzword for a lot of teams and maybe even this one here in Washington, the football team, and how often Ron says it. But the Heat have it, and it is benefiting them great.
Yes, it is.
It sure is. Thursday, the Commanders have announced that both Eric Bieniemy and Jack Del Rio will be available to the media, which is kind of an interesting wrinkle that we have to go back out there another day for this, but whatever. What's your top question for both of those men?
Thursday may be my day with you out there. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we could probably do like Old Ox and then go over there or go somewhere out there. Right. I'm just saying they don't talk till 2. Sorry, we're logistics planning.
I'll let you guys worry about your plans. This has allowed me to buy more time, and I still haven't really come up with a very good answer. So let's see. Del Rio, we've talked to him about so much. Just how does he build on the actually, JP, your stuff about third down defense. Hey, Jack, you know, third down defenses has historically been a very difficult thing to upkeep year over year. How do you guys plan on doing that? What are your thoughts on third down defenses being such a up and down number? There's a great question. And for Bieniemy, I don't really care a ton about the things he's managing away from the field. It's interesting for his future. I guess just how do you plan on coaching him when he makes mistakes? Will you get on him? Will you take him aside? What's your patience level? How do you know when to push and prod a quarterback versus let him figure out himself? And then beyond that, we get to talk to all the assistants at 4 p.m. in the cafeteria. That'll be cool because there's a host of new faces, receivers coach, quarterbacks coach. The secondary coach is not new to the team, but is new to that role. So there's plenty to go on. They're shifting guys around, Zampezi, Castillo. So that 4 p.m. scrum with all the guys will also be worthwhile, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest question for EB is how long is the leash for Hal? What does this kid really get? And I don't know how honest of an answer we'll get. But
that's a great question for you as a media person. That's the last question the coordinator wants to hear.
He's not going to answer it.
Yeah, because like they're thinking like, damn, we haven't even gotten the football field yet. Y'all already talking about when I'm a bitch the guy.
Right. That's the thing with these questions. Like, you can come up with the biggest home run of a question, and then the person receiving can just, you know, completely ignore it, and then you feel like a jerk. So you need to work on a combination of this is an insightful question that will draw an insightful answer, and when people get angry about, oh, why did you ask this or that? I mean, sure, we could have asked it, but he would have dismissed it, and it would have taken up 4 seconds of the presser. So you got to be careful.
This is a great question where you can get the answer. Coach, you know, you're working with Sam, and we know, understand he's a younger quarterback, but your experiences of working with younger quarterbacks in the past, when do you know that they're getting it or not getting it?
Damn. Damn.
You know how you like to say you're not part of the media?
Mm-hmm.
You're part of the media.
But that's a way of asking a question without, hey, how long is the leash?
Dude,
when you ask that question, he can't tell you. Because if he say,
great
if he says one game or it's 10 games, we're looking for that moment.
If you're going out there Thursday, are you going to ask that question?
I'm
going to
probably be on the golf course at 4 o'clock on Thursday.
No, Bienemy's talking at 2 o'clock on Thursday.
I might be on the
golf course. Just outed yourself.
I got a 3:50. So I can ask the question and go.
That's going to be a long answer. Pete, thank you for the time, dude.
Really fun, guys. Thank you.
All right. That's our guy, Pete Haley. Give him a follow if you want. Talking bandwagons.
It's just being on both sides of it. I realize how you can get the answer out of somebody without asking that direct question. That direct question will get you Heisman. They will give you the stiff arm and keep moving past you.
I think that's why you're really good at this. I think that's why a lot of people listen to this. Don't go anywhere. Might even open these phone lines up.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.